Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
How to spring clean your diet? We often ask this question and Michael sits there and I look at him and he looks at me and we have fitness experts on, but we've decided today to pull out all the cards. We're going to a naturopath.
We're still eating a bad diet.
Polly, Ria, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
You're not going to probably like what we had for lunch, but we'll quickly run you through it and you can tell us what you think.
It was a quiche.
Yum.
It was a beautiful quiche. And then what was the sweet?
It was a muffin. Mine had some sort of chocolate thing in it.
Yeah, but I didn't get the chocolate.
But we did have egg and mushroom in the quiche.
And we were drinking water.
Well, that's positive.
Yeah.
So from a naturopath's point of view, is that a good diet or not?
Look, there's good points to that, guys. You've done well in some aspects. The egg is actually a good thing. You're getting some life there at least. It's coming from something that was once alive, so that's positive.
Now, I had eggs for breakfast, so does that mean I've been overdoing the eggs?
Now you tell me.
Yeah, I know.
Might be having, I mean, the biggest thing in being healthy is a bit of variety, so you might be having a little bit too many eggs there in the one day, but... Yeah. The mushrooms are positive as well, I think.
Yeah. Oh, that's
good. Maybe not so much the chocolate there.
Probably not. No. I'll tell you what, I have been having terrible allergies of late, like sinus problems that you won't believe. Is this a phenomenon that everyone's living through?
It's spring.
Oh, yeah, but I had it all through winter as well.
You're a hypochondriac. Polly, tell them it's just spring, isn't it?
It is spring. You do see a few more allergies come out, especially hay fever and a few things like that. You see a lot of sinusitis.
How do you spring clean your diet? Talk us through what we should be doing.
Okay, well, I guess you always hear the standard things, don't you, what to avoid. So things like coffee, sugar, alcohol.
That's easy for me because I don't drink tea or coffee. That's fine.
So, well, that's easy for you to avoid. So those things, you can take those out of your diet, boys, and that's a good start. But also think about what you can add into your diet as well. So really lots of fresh food like you did today with your mushrooms, and hopefully you had a salad on the side of that quiche as well. So that's a good thing to add. And just your standard, you know, lots of water, always flushing out all those toxins that you're getting rid of. It's important to eliminate them once you're actually getting them out of your system. So,
do you know the one meal that I think is, you know, super important? We've done lots of stories on this, but the one I struggle with is breakfast.
Yeah, breakfast is interesting because people are always on the run, aren't they?
Yeah.
But one thing that's easy is just going for a nice juice. If you can add a juice to your day, you know, a nice vegetable juice, lots of beetroot, celery, carrot, lemon, ginger, that kind of thing. That's a nice one for you to have for breakfast, and very, very cleansing as well.
And what about dinners? Is it, you know, are we down to a piece of fish and, you know, a grilled piece of fish and, I don't know, something green?
you're being terrible.
That is the standard naturopathic dinner, isn't it?
I know it's simple to eat a carrot stick, but it just doesn't have that same bounce as a Mars bar.
Yeah.
And I know I know we're all sitting there going, yeah, we all want to eat well, and you know, coffee, how is it bad when everybody drinks it? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think.
Well, I guess, well, firstly, the good thing about having the carrot over the Mars bar is that you'll have more bounce after having it rather than you'll sort of feel pretty flat after having the Mars bar. But with the coffee, you're right, it's one of those things that we sort of habitually have in our day. And to be honest with you, I think one cup a day is fine.
Yeah.
But just balancing it, making sure that you have lots of water to sort of hydrate you.
Yeah, I think that's important.
What should we be having for lunch, you know, while we're at work? Because so many people now don't even really take a lunch break. They just kind of eat at their desk.
A good lunch solution. Well, if you can bring in your lunch from home, it's a perfect solution, because then, you know, taking it outside and sitting in the sun for you as well and getting a bit of vitamin D, it's always important to take a break from the office if you can. But there's so many different options, you know, in cafes and things. It's generally, like you've had today, a quiche is actually a pretty good option to have.
Well, it beats the sausage roll from last week after the show. You should have seen the both of us at the cake shop.
Don't listen to him. I try not to. Hey, Polly, thanks for being on today's show.
My pleasure. Nice to talk to you both.
Yeah, it was very good.
And for more details, head to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.